Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
La 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 la.
Juice and a clothes. Almost Christmas, baby. There's a tree up in the basement. There's a plethora of presents already wrapped.
My tree's up and
lit. Is it lit?
It's lit. It's
ornaments.
Fine. Ornaments on. Star on the top. Everything's good. Got a new strand of Christmas lights this year to add to it.
We were setting up the tree, pulled down the lights. Half of them were on, half of them didn't work. Had to throw them all out. Had to go to the Ace in the middle of the decorating the tree, dude. Had to make a run.
Oh,
the new lights.
Oh, man.
And now half the tree is a little bit brighter than the other half. It's bogus, dude.
Yeah, we got her the bigger lights, too. And now it's like...
Oh, the bulbuses?
A little smaller than the bulbuses.
Nice. You colored white? What are you doing?
Did white. And then I have colored ones also.
Yes. I do heavy on the white and then one strand all the way around with colored, mixed colors. We're classy.
Speaking of Christmas, we got a little present for you.
Hey!
Oh, love him. He's back in town. Tommy Gunn!
Tommy Gunn. That sound like a Tommy Gunn, dude?
What's up?
What is a Tommy Gunn?
Tommy Gunn, dude. It's what the Valentine's sleigh in Boston or whatever, dude.
What?
What's the famous mob Valentine's sleigh? Some red Valentine's Day or something? Slaughtered a bunch of mobsters.
The old
Tommy Gunn. He put the giant clip on the bottom.
Tommy Gunn.
When I think Tommy Gunn, I think of the song by Agent Orange.
Is that a punk band?
Yeah.
I don't really know who they are.
I know by them, but like my friends who are into like that punk and that kind of music are like, they love Agent Orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Tommy Gunn's from an old snowboard movie. Maybe like I kind of got my taste in music from old skating and snowboard movies.
Mm hmm.
But like whatever.
What's an old movie for you? Snowboard movie video.
Like,
that's it. That, are you familiar with That's It? That's All.
No.
It's the only video. That's the only snowboard video I really remember.
Yeah.
That was from like 2000, probably 6, maybe 7.
Yeah, I said skating and snowboarding, but I definitely know more snowboard movies. But yeah. I was curious because like, I got my taste in music from all the soundtracks. And I'm wondering,
mm-hmm.
yourself being a skater, if that's because you did have vision.
Big influence in all the skate vids, all the music from the skate vids for sure. Mm.
Tony,
all the old Trans World videos.
I was obsessed with the Doors because Tony Hawk Underground in the beginning of the video game that they're playing. Break on through to the other side.
Break on through to the other side. Not a big Doris. Not a big Morrison fan.
I like the Doors, but I went to Morrison's grave in Paris.
Did you pee on it?
No.
Aren't you supposed to do that? Oh. Or is that G.G. Allin? It's G.G. Allin.
Who the hell is that?
GGI is some old punk dude, I think.
Oh, GG Allin?
GG Allin. That's what it's from. Eric Costin's all hammered in some old video, and I think he's pisses on his grave, dude. But he's just hammered. He's like, it was like a Halloween. He was dressed up like GG Allin, and they went to his grave, I think. But he's all hammered. GG Allin!
Messed up.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, dude. I don't know if he actually pees on his grave, but there's a video document out there.
It's for the fertilizer.
Dude, speaking of being dressed, like, have you ever been dressed up in something and you feel like you're out in public and you almost forget that you're dressed up as what you were dressed up as?
you're just in line at Walgreens dressed like the Hulk with green paint all over your body.
I'll give you an example.
Like, yeah, I'll get the six pack and It's gum here. Thanks.
Oh man. I'll give you an example. I went to get a Christmas tree the other day and I'm out there with my family. I go hard, dude. I'm not, this is baby's first Christmas. So I got a Santa jacket on and a Santa hat on with my pants and Crocs. And I'm standing there with Delta.
Sweatpants and Crocs, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
This
Half Santa, half Santa, half beach bum, dude.
jacket has like the belt too with the buckle. And it's real legit. It's from my Grinch suit. And then I wore that to get a Christmas tree. And where was I going with this?
Dressed in public with
Oh yeah. And then so I'm standing there, Kelly and her mom and the baby go inside. I'm standing out there with Delta, just like staying there. All these people, first of all, I forgot to mention, the second I get out of the car, people are laughing at me. So now I'm like, you got to commit to it. You don't back down. And I'm in there. And then now, like, the whole place is outside, but then there's like an indoor section where you go and pay and you can get like extra lights and stuff like that.
Wreaths and
Yeah, different
knickknacks, yeah.
ornaments. But I'm standing there with Delta, and all of a sudden these people are walking by, and like I could feel them staring at me, and then like talking, like laughing, as like chuckling as they go by, and I completely forgot that I was wearing a Santa jacket and a Santa hat. I was in a jacket and a hat, and every time I remembered it, that's what the case was. I would get like embarrassed and just I was standing there like, there's nothing I could do. Like, please come.
I thought you'd have like some guys high-fiving you, dude.
No, dude, it was like kind of a ghost town, but everyone that was there was laughing.
Gotcha.
I was so
Where's
insane.
this tree lot at?
It's in Jersey, just like right around here.
Just like in a just like a parking lot?
Cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah. How much for your tree?
How much Christmas trees are going these days?
85? You go over 100?
It was just under.
Just under 100, yeah. For like what, like a 5 foot, 6 foot?
I guess you 6 foot.
Or like a 6 footer, yeah.
Oh, it's bigger than me. I'm like 5'7".
Okay, yeah. So over six, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, trees are. Dude, we found a great place. Get this. Snowshoe Tree Farms here in Michigan.
What the hell is that?
Went there, you cut your tree down, like you cut it down and everything. It's dope. It's a nice, beautiful business. Run nice and clean. You go, you just it's like a short walk, like down this little trail, and there's all the trees. And you pick one,
Yeah.
chop it down, and there's guys on like four wheelers just driving by and they pick it up and they take it back, shake it, and wrap it for you. Ready to go right on top of the roof. Get home, and we look on there like the next day, the place closed.
What do you
Closed
mean?
down, Jerry.
Next
Christmas
day
tree.
or next year?
The next day. This was like we got our tree early because I left for LA and now I'm traveling. So like this was December. No, it was like last weekend of November, right after Thanksgiving or whatever.
Dude, what
And
the?
then the next week it was closed, dude. But the place was nice. We gotta bring them back, dude. Go on Snowshoe Tree Farms on Facebook in Michigan. I think it's in
Back, dude.
Deck. It's in Dexter or Pinckney. You've got to get them, bring them back.
Yeah, what happened to them?
I don't know. I think they must have had some kind of
Legal, sure.
family, Lee. I don't know. Yeah, maybe someone freaking chopped their arm off or something, dude.
Yeah.
Had to
They
close
call
down.
the labor,
But it was the most affordable spot. It was like, I think I paid like $65 for the tree,
See, that's a steal.
which was like the best deal that
Big
you
of
could,
a
yeah.
tree?
Trees are like literally 85 to 100 nowadays. So
No, no,
crazy.
but how big was the tree?
Six and a half, I think.
Holy sheet.
She's girthy. She's real wide, dude. She's short and stout.
Yourself a redwood.
It's funny. Heather posted a photo on her Insta, and everyone was laughing, like, oh yeah, I like my trees short and stuff. Short and fat, too.
I tried to let the guy let me use the I tried to get him to let me use the freaking chainsaw to cut the bottom, but he wouldn't let me.
Rain. Well, they'll trim the bottom off for you, get it looking all nice.
Yeah, and then they tie it up to your car.
Oh, they tie it on there. Nice. Yeah, I had to tie it. It was scary tying a tree to the roof, dude.
That is scary.
All they give you is two pieces of twine.
Did they put the tree in the net for you?
It's in the net, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So you just throw it up there, but it was like snowing and stuff that day too, so it was like a couple inches of snow and trees slopping around up there.
Didn't you used to chop your own tree down?
She made it. Yeah, I chopped this one down.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. What do you bring? An axe or a chainsaw?
No, they give you just like a handsaw right there. It's actually right through, go through like butter, dude.
Really?
The base of like a little 6 foot tree is only like maybe six to eight inches wide, you know? Pretty. So it literally takes 30 seconds to get through this thing.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's really quick and easy. Yeah.
Tommy, didn't you used to be a professional Christmas tree cutter?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Did you not work at a tree lot?
No, I was a lumberjack for a bit. But
oh, you were chopping down real trees?
Yeah.
Dang, killing the earth, dude. Killing the earth, man.
It's part of my dark past. So,
were you like in the Amazon and stuff?
Nope, not that rainforest
stuff. Battling tribes and
a Canadian rainforest, actually.
Raping the land. I was a Canadian. Yeah,
a Canadian.
Not a good maple up there. Not a good Canadian maple.
Make a lot of boards out of that. A
lot of nice boards, dude. Yeah, these places are chill because they, you know, every year they're replanting, so sustainable, you know.
Yeah, the Christmas tree business. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, it's one day a year. You grow all these Christmas trees. Is that all you got?
They just go to waste. You either dump them in the lake. Oh, but now they have these. Have you seen the tree that comes with, like, it's just all the roots and everything in a bag? No. So you plant, you keep it and you water it and then you plant it in the spring.
Oh, but then does it just die in the winter?
No, it keeps it alive. It's in like a little bag of like soil and it's all of its roots are still attached. You know what I mean? So just wrapped up in like a bag and then you just decorate it. And then in the spring, I mean, you got to keep a damn Christmas tree and water it throughout the whole winter in your house, but yeah, you can plant it up. Plant it.
Oh, and cool. Stay inside your house or outside?
Yeah, you could put it outside, I guess. But yeah, it just stays wherever, yeah, inside your house, wherever you want it.
Your freaking Christmas tree.
Just sitting there the whole year, yeah. And then you can
smell good, though.
You smell great.
The smell of a Christmas tree.
We just got two wreaths, too, and those things are smelling nice.
Really? Oh, man. How much
the wreaths can be more than the tree, dude. Though sometimes you can get ripped off. You got to shop around.
I never buy them.
If you get them at the tree lot, they're like $100, crazy priced. I think Heather got ours for like
$100,
like $30 a piece. I think for two of them. Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, they're way overpriced, but wreathy Ramamurti.
Wreath, narrow urethra.
I love a wreath, though. I love a wreath. And you can get a big, I really want, next year I'm going to have to go big because Callie's going to be here for Christmas. I got to get you can get like a big wreath, talking like, you know, spread your arms out. It's like that wide. You know what I'm saying?
Where would you put it?
It would be like outside, right in between the two garage doors. Oh, my. Nice right there, dude.
That would be aggressive. That's a good wreath.
My neighbor was.
Right.
My neighbor had Christmas stuff up before Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's sad.
All her reindeer out, and then just got more and more. Now she has a bunch of stuff up.
You know what I was thinking while decorating the tree? I was like, do all this for one day.
I know. It's very sad day after Christmas. It's like
it is.
Everything just comes to a screeching halt, you know?
But then you have the new year, but like
New Year's, yeah, not, you know, New Year's. New Year's, shmoo years, dude.
New Year's isn't magical.
It isn't. It's not.
Taint magical.
It's fun, but that's a young man's game, New Year's Eve, you know? I just love going out. I went to a New Year's Eve wedding. That was kind of cool.
My favorite New Year's ever, I remember when I was a little kid, with a couple of my cousins maybe at my mom's house. And I was like young, so like I think they were just sleeping over and we were hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
It hit midnight. We're watching the ball drop. Once it hit midnight, we went banging these pots and pans and metal, mm-hmm. like all this crazy stuff, and just banging it, making as much noise as we could around the house and on the street and stuff. And for some reason, that just like really sticks in my head.
That's funny. We do when I do it at my mom's sometimes, and that's what we do. We just let all the kids run around we live on a cul-de-sac, my mom's house. And the kids just run outside and just start screaming down the street, you know.
Some pans?
Probably doing no pots and pans. I'm gonna have to give them a couple pots and pans.
Yeah, you gotta divvy them out, dude. Get the cast iron.
Would you light off a couple? Maybe if you have a couple of random fireworks left over, might pop a couple off. But
pop off. You used to do pots and pans, Tommy?
Oh yeah.
Pots and pans, baby. I don't know.
I never banged on the pots and pans, dude.
It's a release. I think I was 5 years old and I remember this, and it was like my best New Year's ever.
I've never done that, I don't think. I don't think I've ever banged a pot and pan like in celebration, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last time I did I banged pots and pans. Well, when I was little, I would do it for New Year's with my siblings. But when the Giants won the Super Bowl when I was in high school, I drove Suburban, and all my friends, we hopped in the Suburban, drove around town banging pots and pans.
Banging pots and
pans.
We
had a megaphone. We had a megaphone,
too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Wow.
Last time I banged a pot.
I did the, when the Red Wings won the, I think it was 98, they swept I don't even know who they were playing, but they swept the series, you know? So we were just driving around. Everyone had brooms hanging out of their cars.
That's awesome.
The Wings.
Dude, in Philly, they like flip cars and stuff.
Yeah, they'll go in Philly, dude. They win or lose, dude. Going down.
Yeah, that's true.
Pots and pans. I'm not a big pot. I mean, I might have to bang a pot and pan this New Year's, dude.
Dude, you got to do the pot and pan. I'm telling you.
Do it. I think we're going up north. I'm going to have to get crazy up there, dude.
Yeah, you should bring a real hollowed out. Something loud, Jerry. The louder,
like a Dutch oven pan, dude.
Yeah,
big old thick cast iron / porcelain. Yeah,
bring like a spatula to smack it with.
was the Capitals, in case you were wondering.
Capitals.
The Capitals.
You gave it a goog.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on my pan all day. Yeah.
Pots and pans and metal spoons. Did you have any other traditions? Any New Year's? Because New Year's, this is the thing with New Year's. It's always gassed up. It's supposed to be this magical thing, and it's like new year, new start. Like you're supposed
new year,
to
new
like,
you.
The champagne and the kissing the girl and all this stuff. It's like, and it's never that.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, yeah, just you get older and you just lose the magic, dude.
No, when I was,
I mean, we always do the champagne, you know.
I was like missing out. Like I was, I don't know.
Now you got your baby. Your baby you can kiss on New Year's.
I'm loving it.
Smooch the baby.
I always like snowboarding on New Year's Day.
That's a good one.
The mountain would be empty because everyone's too hungover.
I've been craving some freaking pow, dude. I need to get on the mountain.
Yeah, the three of us need to go this winter.
I want to go snowboarding. Just watch the Shaun White documentary on HBO.
Pretty really?
Good. Give it a watch. 4-part series.
Old,
the old freaking
voiceover describe.
Did it have voiceover? I don't think it did, actually. It did not.
Yeah.
Did not. But you can doesn't necessarily. I remember I wished it did because I wish it would explain the tricks he was doing. Yeah. They were naming them and I don't know what the hell a triple cork is. I don't know what a tomahawk is.
It's a big old steak, man.
Tomahawk is it's not really a trick. It's when you fall, but you flip while you're falling. So like I think you technically need to do to flip twice for it to be considered a tomahawk. But
that's a fall. Oh, maybe I'm mixing up the name of whatever Sean was doing in his run. Does he have is there a trick named something close to that?
Were they saying flying tomato? Because that's what they say a lot with Sean White.
Oh no, I know that's his nickname.
Tomato tomahawk.
Actually never said flying tomato in the whole series, which I'm curious if that was by design. He doesn't like that name.
Yeah, Sean probably got sick of that name.
Probably did.
Gingers are sensitive, you know.
Dude, he is not a sensitive man. He is a beast, dude. Five Olympics? Three gold medals? Five Olympics. That's insane.
Isn't he like that good at skateboarding too? Like vert?
He'd got gold medals in in the middle of his career. He just decided to do that too.
He won a vert contest with he put his trucks on backwards and still won the contest. I guess he didn't realize they were backwards somehow. I don't know how you're a pro skater and I think he realized halfway through the contest his trucks were on backwards and then was going to screw it and won.
What? There's no way, dude. That's insane. Yeah. I know he was when he first got back into skating, his truck like exploded when he dropped in the first wall. Everyone was making fun of him. Like, oh, was that wall too slushy for you, man?
Oh my God.
And then he got pissed and then fucking got gold. He's like a ultimate competitor though, you know? Like when he really like what motivates him is when he's like backed against a wall, you know what I mean?
Dude, I remember watching him in the Olympics as a kid. Like
me too. I remember he would be like going twice as high as everybody.
Yeah, like he was insane. He was doing this and the smoothest style.
He was like he was decades ahead of everybody for the first like 10 years.
Wild. I remember watching like the gymnasts too. And you're like, how do they do that stuff?
Gymnasts is crazy. And those skiers that do the big jump and they flip like, I don't know how many times. That is crazy to watch.
What else was it? There was I remember being really into the Olympics when I was younger. Like same, watching dude. TV.
It maybe got me hyped. It makes me want to get the Paralympics, dude.
Oh.
Got me all hyped up.
I'm all worked up.
I mean, all worked up. Sean White got me all worked up, dude.
Oh, I'm
trying to get on freaking Whiteout, dude.
What's crazy? He was doing stuff when he was like 16.
Yeah, that's when he started dominating. Was like 15.
What Whiteout?
This is like clothing snowboard company.
Oh, nice. Probably got some comfy stuff.
He's chilling. He made some loot, dude.
Kelly Slater, I think, is making loot off his brand too. Outerwear or whatever it is.
See, everyone, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Slater, dude.
Slater.
Snowboarding isn't in the Paralympics, is it?
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah.
I'm switching professions.
Dude, I'll join.
I'm doing both, dude. Like Sean White, dude. I want to be Sean White.
I do too.
I gotta get a cool name like that, though, you know?
Sean, we'll call you.
There's Sean White. You got Tony Hawk, Sean White. Those are like perfect names. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Marketable. Dan Mancina, not so marketable.
Mancina.
Dan the Man is just lame to me, too. Dan the Man.
Dan the Man.
I get something else, dude.
The way you just said
that's how I feel. People call me Tommy two times. I'm like,
Tommy two times. Yeah, like, all right, yeah, chill out. A little too cheesy for me. Yeah.
Going with Tommy two times.
But you're actually Dan the Man. Like, your last name is Man.
I know. Yeah. Dan the Mancina. I got to say it all the
way. Not too many people are actually Dan the Man. Most people.
Or I could take my wife's name, Fox, dude.
Dan Fox.
Yeah,
I think you're cooking with grease.
We were thinking maybe combining them, Dan Manfox. I could still be Dan the Man or Manfox, dude.
Foxina.
She has a Dan Fox in her family already, though, so I can't take Dan Fox, dude. Yeah. She actually just took my name. She is now Mancina.
Call him. What should Dan's
And what should my stage name be, dude?
Maybe we just need to go, like, we're trying to stay too close. It needs to be something like...
We got to change yours up, too. Ferraro's a lot.
Lex Harshman or something.
Anthony... Tony. Tony Hawk. It should be Tony. It should be Tony Fox. Could be good.
Tony
Fox. Tony Fox. Tony Hawk.
Tony,
you know?
And you could be like Dan...
Muskrat. Wolverine.
Dan Deer. Dan Dolph.
Dan Deer. Dan Deer is pretty good. Dan Dolphin. No. Dan. Gorilla Dan. I like Gorilla Dan.
Dan Narwhal.
Dan Narwhal. That's pretty good. G-N-A-R.
Yeah. Yes.
Nar kill. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Snowboarding's in the... Do you know what... Tommy, can you look up what events they have Paralympic snowboarding?
Yeah.
Is it just like freaking Supercross or whatever they call it?
I think I've looked this up before. I think it's like going down as fast as you can.
Ugh, I didn't do it.
I know, it's a little sketchy. You know who is a Paralympian for snowboarding is Mike Minor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh man, I gotta pick his little brain, dude.
I know.
I'm getting old though. I don't know. They're probably young and studs, huh?
Oh, dude. I don't think they have any blind people, too.
Bank slalom and snowboarder cross.
Snowboarder cross? No. What was the first one?
Bank slalom, which is basically the same thing, just like tighter and like not as fast.
Oh.
So like.
All speed slalom, shit.
It's kind of trendy in snowboarding right now. Like, I don't. Like, there's the park guys, and then there's the racer snow, who, like, I don't even think exist anymore. I mean, they do, technically, but...
Yeah.
I actually want to get into this kind of snowboarding, is snowboarder cross, because not many mountains build a track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, that good at park anymore, so I think I could compete with these racer guys. But anyway...
I'm scarred from snowboarder cross, though, dude. I'm coming from Michigan, didn't even know what that was. And we went to, I think I've told the story on here. We went to Mammoth. I used to go every year I used to work at this shop that sold snowboards. And every year they do this dope trip to Mammoth. And they had the snowboard cross. Like, what do you call that? Track or run.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's go on that. I was like, all right, sick. And everyone starts bombing. And I didn't know you weren't not supposed to carve. Like, you're supposed to just straight, you know, go as fast as you can and just hit the banks and cruise down. But I started carving and I fell, and the dude behind me ate shit and like hit his head.
Oh my God.
Like, my boss is one of my managers. Everyone's like, what the fuck, Dan? What are you doing carving, dude? What are you doing? Like, yelling at me, dude. I'm scarred from it now. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
No,
I just went back to the fucking...
You're supposed to just go nose down.
You just nose down. There's like these big walls that you like bank carve around.
So much fun.
That's what makes it gnarly.
It's fun.
You can collide with people. I was,
yeah.
So I did one. I think I was in Aspen and they had one set up, but it was like, it was interesting because they built like a side by side one. So like I raced my friend who was in the other track.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. They like mirrored each other. And it was kind of funny because he was goofy and I was regular. So it was
looking at each other.
It was like even, that's, you know, cool. And then, but there was a couple points where the tracks would intersect and we like intersected.
Oh, so my God.
Like we were like really trying to be like, we were going hard and
I
with him and I ended up like scorpioning myself like from
shit.
It was one of like the hardest falls I ever had. It was just like because I collided with somebody.
Yeah,
like when you fall on a jump, it's easy to like fall the proper way and roll it out, but colliding with someone, you know,
yeah, you're just like a rag doll,
breaks all the rules.
Jeez. Yeah, snowboard. I need some pow, dude. I need some fresh pow, dude.
Fresh pow.
Gotta go to the big mountains.
Jackson Hole.
I want to go. It's my dream to just go off backcountry, fresh powder, and just hit a kicker, and I can just launch and then just not worry about falling and just.
We could do it. I could make that happen.
Dude. Oh.
I
wasn't a pro skater, dude. I would be snowboarding, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
Really? I've only been snowboarding once, and it was inside.
I used to love it.
This is interesting, though. So, like,
I was very nose down snowboarding.
You were going, yeah, bombing,
I would love,
dude,
that thing that you guys are talking.
Yeah, about. You need to go on that. You would have a blast, dude. You would be flying. You would go faster than you've ever gone in your life.
I know.
For sure. You would love it.
I know.
How would Paralympics, like blind snowboarder cross work? How would you know where to turn?
I don't know. I don't think. See if there's a blind Paralympic snowboarder.
Oh, yeah. It's probably like amputees and stuff, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's mostly.
You would have to have a tether. Usually you tether to somebody.
That or they've been doing this thing where they have like head, like earpieces in.
Earpieces or a cowbell in front of you.
The same method that I use with Anthony at the indoor place is just yell at him left, right.
That was sketchy though.
that was sketchy because
I didn't learn how to turn.
I mean, we talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah,
but I just
wanted to go nose down
to refresh. So I took Anthony snowboarding at the Big Snow in North Jersey, the indoor park. It's just like one big indoor slope. We went on a Monday. We're like, this will be good. No people will be there. And turns out it was a Jewish holiday, and it was the most crowded it's ever been. So
Jesus.
Not only did I have to guide Anthony down a hill snowboarding, I had to guide him through all this crowd and, you know, speak of collisions on a snowboard. We narrowly avoided some collisions that day. And
because Anthony was just going.
Dude, I was sending
no reservations.
I was sending. I just wanted to go fast. I was Ricky Bobby. I think that's why I'm blind, because if I could see, I would do things to the max. I would have speeding tickets. I would do everything like full force.
Let me tell you, I got a couple speeding tickets for you, so don't worry about it.
Shut up. No, I'd probably be.
We gotta take you in some powder, dude. Change your life,
dude. I've never snowboarded powder.
It's hard though, getting used to that. I've only done it like.
I feel like I would do a split like immediately.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, what?
Skiing.
Oh, see, yeah.
Have you ever done skiing?
I've never skied, no. I refuse to do it.
Did you do, like, tricks on snowboards?
Yeah. Something, like, insane. I could air in the half pipe and, like...
Oh, shit.
Like, your basic, like, boxes and stuff, but I wasn't spinning into anything or anything like that.
Were you doing rails?
Yeah, really mellow, not crazy ones.
That was so fun.
But not, like, spinning into anything, you know?
Yeah.
I was young. That was like when I was like 13 or something.
You spin into stuff?
Yeah. Oh.
270 and 270 out, bro.
I haven't done a 270 in a while, but it's cool.
Oh, it's fun, dude. It's fun.
I found a blind skier.
No.
I know.
In the Olympics or no?
Yeah, it's cross country skiing though. This might be a minute. So if you guys go in,
what the hell is cross country skiing?
Just on flat, you're pretty much only your toes are attached to each ski. So it's on like a hinge. So when you lift your heel up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your heel comes off the ski. So you walk/glide with your skis.
Okay, that seems so pointless.
It's pretty peaceful, dude. Me and Heather do it quite a bit. Just cruise around the lake.
Oh, it's
we
like
do the,
it's for skiing.
Huh?
It's kind of like Heelys.
It's like, all right, it's like racing on skis, but it's flat. Like you don't have gravity to you're pushing yourself with poles.
Yeah.
And the bottom of the ski is grippy one way and smooth the opposite way, like a cat tongue.
Okay.
So like you slide it forward and then when you put pressure down, it kind of grips. So you like use it to grip and then you get in this motion where you're like just
It's almost like ice skating, but skiing.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You're like just coast, so you're cruising. Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
And then there's like,
and what's
like, there's like long trails that people, there's like literally like the actual track you just follow.
Is that what you did when you did that drinking thing?
Yeah, the skiable feast, dude.
Feast, okay.
You ski spot to spot, you get a drink, a little grub, and you just cruise around. It's like 2 miles long. It's dope.
That's sick. How long did it take to do like 2 miles if you weren't stopping?
Fast. You can really? Do 2 miles quick. Like, yeah, if you're hustling, you could go like, somebody who's really good can probably do it faster than you could run it, I would imagine.
Damn.
Maybe not that. You could probably get moving. And then as you're cruising, you know, it's not completely flat. So hit like a little hill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you cruise for a second. Then you gotta trek up to some hills. And
have you done that?
Yeah, like all the ski places have like a lot of places in Michigan, they go on like the golf courses.
Any snowshoe?
Snow ski.
No, that's what I was saying.
Cross country.
What is snowshoeing?
Snowshoeing is that's literally just walking with tennis rackets pretty much on the bottom of your feet.
Oh, it is tennis rackets. All the cartoons are
yeah, it's a glorified tennis racket. Yeah, so you're just walking so you don't sink, yeah, and just cruising around.
Kind of funny.
It's not as fun as
wait, cross country. But are you staying like on the top of the snow?
Yeah, you sink like maybe an inch or two.
Okay.
But yeah, you're just staying right on top and you're just cruising.
Were you a big sledder?
Every year you go sledding. Like,
I love sledding.
By my house, there's like a hill, maybe like, I don't know, 4 stories tall, maybe like a small hill.
Golf course. Like,
yeah. At Fox Creek, dude.
Dude, the best freaking hills.
So much fun.
Because they're untouched and it's just like.
Ours had the one side had a creek at the bottom of it. That was like just out of reach, but if you got bombing, you could make it to the creek. And if you had to either bail if it wasn't frozen or you had to just coast across.
Dude, that's the other thing. I remember ice skating on lakes that were just frozen here. You don't do that anymore.
Yeah, dude.
It's freaking global warming.
I just read, this was my business plan couple years ago to build a ice skating track that went through the woods, and they have it now in Central Park, dude.
Wait, really?
It's literally like a track that they just built of just ice, and you can just cruise. Like, I think it's like a mile long. You just go around through Central Park, ice skating along. Doesn't that sound dope?
That sounds so dope.
Magical, right?
Christmas time in New York City as a kid were some of the most magical memories I have in my life.
You got to go there, dude. Yeah, that would be sweet.
So, I found this guy. He's not in the Paralympics, but he did. It's a pretty famous event at Mount Bachelor called the Dirksen Derby.
The Double D.
Yeah, the Double D, which is a bank slalom, and so this guy. He can see enough where he can make out like the color of the jacket of the guy in front of him, and he just kind of follows
that guy. Okay.
But you guys, neither of you can see, would be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I've like listened to skiers who do it blind, like fully blind, and like. Not the, I don't know if they've done that, like the actual tracks, but they'll just follow somebody. They'll be tethered or they'll be ringing a cowbell in front of them, a really loud, you know, really thick, big cowbell.
Yeah, we would have to go noise.
I've been seeing a lot of blind golf pop up. A
lot of golf. I've been getting sent blind golf all the time, dude.
Blind golf.
They have a whole blind golf association, like series and everything.
GA.
Yeah.
Not the PGA.
BGA, baby.
Blind Golf Association. Also, blind soccer is becoming big.
Getting big.
Yeah, it's going to be in the 2028 games.
Really?
You know what else is going to be in the 2028 Olympics? Is breakdancing.
Sick. Sick. I'm backing it.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Bring everything in, dude. They just need to bring in wrestling, damn it.
No.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That is, it doesn't make, I guess, is it just way bigger in, no, it's big, wrestling's big around the world, right?
Yeah, it's huge around the world, but it's also huge in U.S. now. It's like so.
Be here.
We are.
Everyone grows up wrestling, dude.
Yeah.
At least in middle school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, people at least try it out.
I wrestled.
Wrestle, you know? It's you crazy that that's not in. That's not in the Olympics.
Wrestle?
Me?
No, right?
No, never.
But
I was too busy skating, bro.
Busy shopping. Thinking about if you should go pro snow or pro street.
I did find a blind Olympian, Paralympian snowboarder and skier, but I can't find anything on how she does it. I have to watch a video.
We got to bring the super pipe into para snowboarding, dude.
Is that just like a big half pipe?
Huge. Yeah, I think it's like 25, 22 or 25 feet.
What were the half pipes you were snowboarding?
Like your basic mountain. Like,
I don't know what that is.
It's probably like
8 feet.
Yeah, probably right around 8, maybe 10.
How sketchy is that to not at, snowboard?
Not at Mammoth, though. When you went to Mammoth, they had the...
I think they have a super pipe there, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even go in the park at Mammoth.
Last time I was at Mammoth, they had the super pipe and a mini pipe. It was insane. Their park is insane.
Damn.
Way harder to snowboard like a mini pipe or like half pipe than skateboard?
No, way easier, dude.
Really?
Yeah, you could be airing the first day.
Oh, that's sick.
You're not boosting them, but you can get over that, over the coping.
You think you could do that blind?
Air, yeah. Not, I wouldn't, it'd be scary going high. You do not want a deck check, dude.
You're going so much
Would
faster.
You use a ski pole?
Yeah, that's the thing. You're going so fast, so much faster. You could, yeah. I mean, yeah, you could definitely do it for sure.
Would you use a ski pole instead of a cane?
I don't know what I would do.
Right?
I don't know what I would do.
Tracking
pole? I don't think I would want anything.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if it would really help. Because you're hauling. When you're going, you're hauling, dude.
You don't even have time to process.
Yeah. The second you touch something with your cane, your cane's going to be broken in half. Jousting right into your fucking guts, dude.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went, Dan, snowboarding?
So long. I was sighted. I did it like backyard, like dropping in, like hitting a box, but like that's it.
So you haven't really done it as a blind man quite yet?
No. Couldn't make it as a blind man.
shout out to
we got it, dude. I've been craving it. I need to go. I don't want to get wrecked though.
I feel like snowboarding, you get wrecked way harder.
Why I want powder. If it's powder, it's chill. But I would suck, dude. Going right to powder, I wouldn't.
Powder's tough, isn't it? Don't you have to do like a big manual?
You gotta go. I mean, you just gotta keep your speed. You gotta go fast. And
does it?
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky if you're not. You know, I never grew up with powder ever.
Does it feel like you're floating once you get it? We didn't grow up with powder either.
I've been snowboarding in powder one time, and that was at Mammoth. We went all the way to the top, and I took one run, and I was like, "This is." I think I made it like. Quarter of the way down, and it's fuck. Just trying to keep up. You're going so fast, and you're trying to carve, and like, I don't know. It was intense. Tommy probably knows more. You know about the powder, dude. I don't know about that whole life, dude.
My only concern with going with you guys is like, so I mean, I would probably do kind of like the method, like when you and DeCastro were bombing hills in Brielle. Like, would you have like use like a sweatshirt and like he like went in front of you?
Yeah.
So like. Like, yeah, like, well, you could do that, no problem.
That was
but
dangerous. That was bad.
Yeah, you need a good lead with that snowboarding.
The almost like a, probably like a 70-degree hill.
That's still on YouTube. That's barefoot. Like, that's one of
It was bad, yeah. Dude. I don't think I was wearing a helmet. Kelly almost had a conniption.
That's one of your first YouTube videos.
Is it?
Dude,
I'm on a hill barefoot, dude. It's sketchy.
One of the dumber stunts of my life.
Like, just feeling it, dude. Feeling it, though, dude. Sending it.
Like, I had that moment halfway through where it was like, I should jump off. And then a split second, I can't jump off. Like, I'll die. And then
that's the scariest point, bombing a hill, dude.
Scariest freaking thought. And then you have to stick it out. And when you make it, you're like, oh my God, I lived.
Dude, it's scary.
It's insane.
I was bombing a hill with Paul. I don't know where we were. I think it was Atlanta. And two-lane road, that was like, it was like behind like some industrial like Target, something like that. And there was like enough hill where you could cruise, going pretty fast. It's like you can't jump off fast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, but just that same feeling of, all right, this is past the point of I can't jump off. I can't stop. And he took me over the sewer grate the one time, which scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh my God. And he's holding my cane in front of me. And then he's like, he's in the middle of the cars. And then I hear cars start passing.
Oh, behind.
I was like, dude, this is not cool. Scary as shit.
When was this?
Gosh, it's like summer before last, maybe.
That is crazy. Were you just like, let's do it?
I did it a couple times, but the one time was sketchy when the cars came by me, like two or three cars. I was like,
would want to jump off so bad.
God. Yeah, but that feeling of once you get past the point of no return, dude, it's like, all right.
Is the feeling like,
don't get the speed wobbles. Come on.
Dude, you're just like, I want to jump off, but your mind is like yelling at you. You can't.
Literally can't.
Not an option, but your body wants to so bad. And then you're like, okay, but if I fall, either way, this is bad. Yeah. And when you roll away with like, you made it, you're just like, holy shit.
I used to be really, I was really getting pretty good at bombing hills when I lived in LA.
I was going to say LA has a ton. Like,
I got pretty, I was the most comfortable I ever been, like just Monica, chilling on pretty big hills.
Yeah.
So you definitely can get comfortable.
No,
it's weird. It's when you're not comfortable is when you get the speed wobbles and shit.
I know. I think
it makes sense. I don't know.
I was visiting my brother in California when he first moved there, and I was there with my two buddies. I took his like new longboard and was like bombing hills, and I jumped off one and the board like went flying into a freaking sewage grate thing.
Oh,
like,
it went down in the
down, and like, dude, he was gonna kill me. So like, I didn't call him for hours trying to figure out how to get the skateboard out. Like, I legit called the town. I was like,
yeah,
I need someone to help me. They're like, we can't help you. The fuck, for a skateboard?
Did you end up getting it out?
No, my brother wanted to kill me. Yeah.
I know those grates. They're weird. There's like one little bar that goes across them, but a board can just slide like, right in there.
Yeah. I had a body in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Freaking crazy. LA hills are fun.
Bombing hills, bro.
Yeah, what else? Do you have any wacky Christmas traditions?
Christmas? No, we grew up. We would always watch the original Rudolph.
Love
that about
the original. That would think about the old voice.
Yeah, I think it's Claymation.
Yeah, the snowman.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, the snowman is in it. Yeah. Yeah. And then that morphed into, we always watch Elf now. It's always just on repeat.
My favorite Christmas movie.
But other than that, it is the best. 20 years this year. Crazy.
Really? Are they doing anything special?
I don't know. I know there's like special viewings. Like, they, I think they have one at a viewing at the Empire State Building. A couple of viewings of the movie. Should go see that. Look into that. Probably already sold out.
Yeah, definitely.
But other than that, just a big dinner at my mom's. We always do ham, lasagna,
ham,
and tamales in the last like 5 years.
Freaking smorgasbord.
It's a smorgasbord.
All, and then all flavors.
Bunch of sides.
I'm not a big tamale guy.
Oh, mommy, give me some tamale.
Corn husk?
It's the corn husk, yeah.
I like it.
You peel that off like a prom dress? Oh, my God, dude. It's so good.
I'm a big fan.
Just the chili and cheese are the best.
Chili and cheese?
Like the chili pepper and cheese. Oh, my God. So good.
Well, that's it. What about you? Any traditions?
One tradition is everyone in my family gives freaking presents a week or two before Christmas instead of waiting till Christmas.
A week?
Dude, it's so annoying. Like, we don't do presents on Christmas Day. When I went to Kelly's family's Christmas and her mom had like presents wrapped for me under the tree, I was like, where am I? It just I've dreamt about this.
Heather's family does all of the gifts for each other Christmas Eve and then a couple Santa big gifts on Christmas.
Yeah.
They do both, which we could never touch the presents until Christmas morning.
Oh, really?
No, that is a big no-no. Yeah. You don't get presents till Christmas.
We would open them Christmas Eve and then it became like, I don't know.
Just morphed earlier and earlier.
I also think I might have told this on here, so I'm sorry if I did. But one Christmas, I was being such a little shit. I wanted more presents. And my mom was so sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wrapped up the orange or grapefruit. I opened it. I was, like, stoked.
Oh, my God, dude. Fruit!
Yeah. I just wanted to open stuff.
What else? My mom and my stepdad always wait till Christmas morning to open all of their Christmas cards.
Really?
Yeah, they wait till that morning and they do that together and then put them all on the mantle. So I usually pop in. I'll go to my ma's since I've been moved out. Go to my ma's in the morning, stop by. They always do chorizo in like wrapped in dough.
Mm.
Like these little, like, they look like dog treats, but they're fucking phenomenal, dude.
Is it like crispy dough?
It's like, yeah, it's like phyllo dough on the outside. Like you literally wrap a tube of chorizo in a phyllo dough thing.
Yeah.
Bake it or cut it in like little inch things, you know, little inch wide slices and just bake it. It's so good. So I'll go in there, pop a couple of those things, watch them open some cards, and then I'll leave, go to Heather's for a bit, and then come back for the big dinner.
It's nice.
Big
cook. I'm looking forward to it, dude.
Dude, I love a Christmas ham.
Ham, baby. Yes, I do. Nice. Dearborn's a big company here. Dearborn Hams.
Oh, Dearborn, Michigan.
Dearborn, Michigan, yep.
Or Dearborn Water.
Is there or have I heard of it?
Oh, isn't there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Dearborn.
Nah, it's pretty polluted over there in Dearborn. So where all the old Ford plants and crap used to be.
Very Flint water.
Yeah. But I got one more flight to take, then I'm done flying for the year. Can't wait to be done.
Where are you flying?
London.
London!
By the time this comes out, I'll have come back.
Dude, that's sick.
Bloody London.
Gonna do Christmas in London?
Huh?
You gonna do Christmas in London?
No, I thought that'd be kind of cool, dude. Me and Heather travel. The years Callaghan isn't here for Christmas Day, go.
That
do
would
like do a different dope city, you know, like Paris 1 year, London 1 year,
Italy
1 year.
Just experience all the different Christmases.
Yeah, Germany.
Probably
big there.
I love Germany.
Kris Kringle.
Is he German?
I don't know. I don't know what the German name for Santa Claus is. Popo Gigio. Yeah.
For
nice.
The comedian in me was about to say something bad.
Yeah, I've just been watching been rocking on the Christmas movies. I've only watched Santa Claus.
The Christmas movies.
Santa Claus, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2. That's all I've watched so far.
Are you ready for this one?
What you got for us?
German name for Santa Claus. Guaranteed. Mess this up. Der Weihnachtsmann.
Der Weihnachtsmann.
Der Weihnachtsmann.
Let me spell it. Weihnachtsmann. W, or well, der, D-E-R. What does der mean?
Santa.
No, it's part of it.
I don't know.
D-E-R, and then W-E-I-H-N-A-C-H-T-S-M-A-N-N.
Wow. Dürstenmann.
Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
No, not this American tongue.
Oh.
There one day. There's a Christmas Michigan city.
Really? Do they go hard, like
up in the UP? I believe so. There's always
Wait, we went there. I want to know if we've been there.
I don't know. It's up in the UP.
We were in the UP.
Oh, maybe then.
That's what I mean. We were by like Picture National Rocks or National
Pictured Rocks. Yeah. Picture. Yeah, you were in that zone then.
Yeah, we were all over there.
Maybe you did see Christmas Michigan.
Really saying something. That's why it's like ringing a bell.
Yeah, Christmas bell.
Yeah, Christmas
bell. You're saying a yurt there.
The bell.
Christmas Michigan in the middle of December.
This looks pretty
cool. Snowstorm hit. And then.
Wait, you were?
I think the warmest the yurt got was 58 degrees.
Oh my God.
It was like chilly, and that was like the max. It got almost sounds too high. I feel like it was 48, dude. It's the highest it got. We were hanging out for a bit, and I was like, all right, I'm going in the sleeping bag. I ain't hanging out in this, dude.
Dude, that is cold.
But it was cool. Quiver
not lasted.
It was the first year they did it. And it was cheap. And now it's like, the price is insane to stay in one of these stupid fucking things.
It's actually insane. We stayed up in in Texas, by Amarillo, but not, I forget what it was called, but it's like a famous town. It's real weird.
Amarillo sky. Crazy expensive though.
It was insane. And it was
like, what am I paying for?
Out of nowhere in the desert.
Not even a bathroom here.
There was a teepee. I think we might've stayed in the teepee.
Ooh, yeah.
That was cool.
I love a teepee. I gotta buy a teepee, dude. Kind of dope.
You should buy a teepee. I feel like your backyard's perfect.
Yeah, I get a giant teepee in there. Yes. That'd be sweet.
Dude, we can burn fires in there.
Yeah. We can do like the hot sauna thing they do.
Yes, we can do the rocks.
Yeah, and just bake it out for like 3 days.
And you bring the rocks in and keep pouring water on them.
Smoke peyote and just stay there for 3 days. Yeah, dude.
Peyote or do you eat it?
Cleanse the soul.
Do ayahuasca.
Yeah, dude. In the teepee.
Trying
to sneak a peek at my Buffalo briefs.
What's up, MTV Cribs? This is my teepee.
It's my teepee, baby. Yeah, man. What else going on? That's it, dude. Covered the old pontoon up, giant tarp yesterday.
Oh, man. Was it?
Took me 3 hours to cinch this thing down.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I went at like 9:30 at night. I was walking. I was like, oh, it's got to be like, what, maybe 11? Look at my clock, 12:30. I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That thing is a cincher.
I cinched her up nice and tight, though.
Oh, man. What did you do? Namer? Or you have to keep the name, right?
The what?
The name of the boat?
Yeah, I got to keep. Maybe when I remodel it, ever, if I ever do that, you know, I rename it.
How does it feel to have it all packed up? Is it worth it?
It feels good because I waited too long and then it snowed.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, I got it. Well, I can't cover it. I got to wait for that to at least melt.
Yeah.
And wait for it to snow. And it rained one day. Then I went to L.A. And yesterday I was like, I need to do it tonight because the chance of rain today. So I had to get her done.
Get her done.
Get her did. But the pontoon's currently in hibernation right now.
Hibernating. Until when? When do you take her out? May? Or April?
May 1st are when the slots open on the dock for the lake. So
dock slots.
I don't know how I'm gonna get this thing in the water though.
Gambling ring over there.
The what?
What are they running, a gambling ring over there? The slots.
The slots are open. Gotta get a good slot. I think I'm going midnight, dude. 11:59. I'll be in the water on April. What was April go to, 30th or 31? 30?
I don't know.
Yeah. Going to stay April 11:59 at night and launch it, dude.
Launch it.
Get that prime spot.
Oh man, well, that's a good.
Yep.
Call in. Let us know what Dan's stage name should be.
Yes, please. I need something dope. Catchy. Hey, marketable.
Yeah. Anthony at Four Bad Eyes, Dan at FourBadEyes.com. Give it up for Tommy Gunn.
Tommy Gunn.
We're here.
Been
around.
May your holidays be merry.
Yeah, merry.
I hope your menorahs are probably lit.
Wrap out.
Has that started? What
has what started? No, I think one day or today. It might be the first.
Ooh.
It has started by the time. It's like over by the time this goes.
Okay. Yeah, we're recording on the, what is it, the 7th. Yeah.
So
pretend. Happy holidays, dude.
Yeah. Love you, dude.
Love ya.
Good stuff. As always, keep pushing.
One love.
Keep pushing. And one love from Four Bad Eyes.